An oily sheen in Women's Bay has been traced to a NOAA research ship, Rainier, docked at Niman Peninsula on the Kodiak Coast Guard base. According to NOAA Office of Marine and Aviation Operations spokesman David Hall in Silver Spring, Maryland, the spill volume was originally pegged at 400 gallons.
A mechanical malfunction aboard one of our hydrographic survey vessels, NOAA ship Rainier, resulted in the accidental discharge of about 400 gallons of diesel fuel into the water while it was tied up at the U.S. Coast Guard base in Kodiak, Alaska. We regret the incident and are working closely with the Coast Guard to minimize any environmental impacts and thank them for their assistance with the response. We're investigating the cause of the incident and are taking appropriate steps to ensure it does not happen again.
However, Jade Gamble of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation in Soldotna says the spill was actually 1,640 gallons. She said the spill was traced to a rupture in the bulkhead between a fuel tank and the gray water tank, which was not being used because the Rainier is connected to shore facilities. As the gray water tank filled with diesel, an evacuation pump would occasionally kick on, discharging the fuel directly into Women's Bay. Gamble says tracing the problem took all day yesterday. Absorbent boom and a fuel skimmer are working to clean up the spill, with a second skimmer being brought in to help. The spill was initially responded to by the Coast Guard, Gamble said, but responsibility will be turned over to NOAA, who is expected to hire a commercial cleanup company to mop up the contamination. The spill was first reported Monday to the Coast Guard and again at noon yesterday. Comments from locals on the Friends of Kodiak Facebook group reported the smell of diesel fuel coming from the direction of the base for several days.